Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, the global economy, the crypto economy. I welcome Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. We begin with the AI bubble. That is market talk for tulips or South Sea islands. In other words, famous from several centuries ago, efforts to fool the amateur investor into putting his money where there is no future. AI bubble. Liz, a very good evening to you. For some weeks now, the media that we most attend to on Wall Street, Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, other distinguished publications, backed up by Bloomberg reporting every night, has been using the metaphor of the AI bubble without finding evidence of it. And then, after the market had risen and risen and risen to nosebleed heights for AI, the huge gains of the year were all AI, it retreated to normal nosebleed territory, as opposed to where you couldn't get any oxygen at all. And therefore, the AI bubble is vindicated? I'm asking a question. Are the bubbler warners, are they feeling vindicated? Good evening to you, Liz.
Good evening, John. And so, yeah, I mean, there's been sort of an increasing rumble, if you will, beneath the surface over the last 2 or 3 weeks that, golly, the valuations have gotten to be incredibly high for the Mag 7. Price to perfection is another way of putting it. And look, the Mag 7 valuations values are about 38% of the S&P. That's an astonishing number. You have NVIDIA becoming the world's first $5 trillion company. I mean, these are all astonishing data points. And I think what began finally to worry people is the amount of investment that's going into the industry, hundreds of billions of dollars from all kinds of companies. And the concern is that those investments might not soon yield adequate returns. In other words, if companies continue to invest tons of money in AI, investors want solid proof that those investments make sense. I mean, you saw Meta got absolutely clobbered the other day because they talked about putting a huge amount of money into the industry. And again, you know, it was just sort of one more company that is sitting out there, you feel like perched over a ledge saying, yeah, that, you know, this is going to build the foundation. There will not be this chasm beneath us. We're going to build the foundation for future growth, but it's going to take a whopping lot of money. So I just think it was bound to happen that people began to question some of the underpinnings. And so where are we today? Where we are today, market's selling off. And I'm not at all surprised because you have NVIDIA coming out with earnings tomorrow. And why is that important? Well, it is the stock. It is the stock of the year, selling at what, 50, 60 times
earnings? In the 50s.
56 times, I think, is where it is most recently. Enormous multiples, enormous growth, enormous prospects. And frankly, it's probably worth it. I mean, it's worth it because the growth is astounding for this company. But every time it reports earnings, heaven forbid if it comes a penny short of expectations, because the market will just have an absolute breakdown because it continues to outperform. All these companies have outperformed expectations quarter after quarter. And frankly, the last quarter of earnings were just outstanding, as you know. And so that kind of perpetuates the story. But I think we've been in a sort of data desert for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3, 4 weeks during the government shutdown. We haven't had jobs reports. We haven't had good, solid info on inflation. And we haven't had recent earnings reports to back up the valuations of these companies. So this is a big week. We are going to get a lot of that kind of information. How valid, frankly, things like or important September's job numbers are, I have no idea. I don't think they're terribly important. So people are looking around for other sources of information, kind of like the Fed, frankly, is doing to sort of get a handle on the markets. Nonetheless, it's been a while since we had all these sort of breaking reports. And I think between NVIDIA earnings, the jobs numbers coming out and other things like that, you know, investors are on edge. And so to see a little bit of risk taken off the table here is not terribly surprising.
Yes, it's a cycle. The market is not a mystery. There's risk on days, there's risk off
days.
That's
right.
They're obvious.
That's right.
They don't fool you. Okay, so risk off right now. Federal Reserve, you mentioned Mr. Powell. The next meeting is early December, I believe, first couple of weeks in December. And the housing market is better than it was before the last cutter point, but it's not moving adequately given the amount of money that's in America right now. My anecdotes of the economy out there is that it's doing just fine. One sign of AI working is the layoffs at Amazon and other larger institutions that can use AI instead of a headcount. That tells AI that it's making money, but risk off. Okay, so you don't argue with risk off. With the Federal Reserve, let's play that game with them. Risk on for Powell? I don't think so, Liz. He's got a quarter point in him, and that doesn't sound like risk on, does it to you?
Well, he signaled pretty clearly that there was no decision. That you know, I think his words were that December 8 cut was not a foregone conclusion. And right now, the markets actually are pricing in a rate cut. The odds of a rate cut are less than 50%. So at that, you know, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago is 95%. So that's a pretty big change in sentiment. And so what is it? Why? I mean, why are we so concerned that the Fed won't cut rates all of a sudden? Is it because there are signs that inflation is worse than expected? There really aren't. I mean, inflation is in that 2.5-3% range. There's nothing to indicate that it's going to be way beyond that. It might. I mean, maybe the next CPI number we get is 3.2 or 3.1. I don't know. But counteracting that possibility is the recognition that Powell has come around to the idea that tariff-driven inflation, and let's face it, there is some of that. There are some prices that are up because of tariffs, is a one-time event. The Fed should not be gearing its policymaking to that one-time event, but rather they should be looking at the undercurrents in the economy. And I think that Powell is going to be more concerned about a slowing job market than he is going to be about a one-time tariff in, fueled increase in inflation, unless it is really big. And I don't think it's going to be. So what does the jobs market look like right now? Interestingly, today or yesterday, I got something from the Bank of America, which says our internal data shows year over year payroll growth held steady at around 0.5% in October, the same growth rate as in September. So, and also they talk about how unemployment benefits, the number of households receiving unemployment benefits increased about 10% year over year, which is actually a little better than September, suggesting no acceleration in job losses. So I think that's, you know, as opposed to kind of conjecturing what the job market looks like based on anecdote or whatever, Bank of America is in like two-thirds of American households. They have a very good read on the economy. And their message week after week has been, it's okay. Spending is not huge. And by the way, we can talk about Home Depot today, talking about how the spending isn't as great as they expected it to be at this point. And by the way, that's another set of data that we're going to have in the next few days as Walmart and some of the other big retailers announced results. We're going to hear a lot more about what kind of shape the consumer is, what kind of holiday season we're looking at, et cetera. But I think what we're seeing from actual card spending, credit card spending, and other actual data points is that the consumer is okay. It's not great, but spending is up modestly year over year. Going into the holiday season, that looks like a pretty good scenario.
And about the Federal Reserve decision, it's not a make or break, Liz. If they hold fire and do not change the rates going into the new year, no one is going to be disappointed. Do you agree?
I don't think people will be shocked. I think some people will be disappointed, but it really is the case that the attention has shifted much more to earnings now and the AI investment cycle than to what the Fed is up to.
And the Federal Reserve knows this, and they'll take advantage of it in the remarks that Mr. Powell makes. You guys because we haven't seen anything official for a couple of weeks now because of the shutdown. But Liz, we have really good numbers, better than any time in the reality. We see everything they see. They don't have secret numbers that we can't get access to. Remember when Greenspan used to have a briefcase and they would do the fat briefcase, thin briefcase for the Federal Reserve? Federal Reserve making a decision today. We see this total transparency, Liz. And that's a joy. That's the success of the economy. And also these days, AI, you can set AI as your agent to go say, give me those private employment numbers. I want to see the pattern. And AI will do it. So is there money in AI? You bet. All the money in the universe. We're going to turn to something where there's no determination. There's a big question mark. It's the mayor-elect of New York. Liz Peek, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.